The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm good today, Gil. You know, when you mentioned the topic of today's show, I thought of something that affects all of us. We all use it in our homes, but it's kind of a bit of a mystery. You know, our home energy consumption and our expectations about it. We buy energy on a daily basis, but we have no idea how much it costs us until we pay for it a month later. So I thought I could offer some insights that would make us all better, smarter energy consumers.
That sounds good. Maybe help us make a dent in our energy bills?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the outlook for energy costs?
Like a lot of things, they're going to continue to go up. The Energy Information Administration, there's actually such a thing. It's the research arm of the Energy Department. They report that overall consumption is pretty flat because appliances becoming more efficient, more people moving to warmer climates, and households combining to reduce expenses, but inflation keeps rising. And so energy bills are projected to rise on average about 2% per year through 2040, and that's according to the Energy Information Administration.
So how can we save here?
First, we have to put our expectations in perspective. We spoke with a marketing agency that's called the Shelton Group, and they did a study in which they asked consumers what they would expect to recoup if they invested, say, $4,000 in energy-efficient home improvements. Now, what do you think the consumers said?
I think consumers probably said $2,000.
Actually, they said about 75 to 80%. That's not going to happen unless you have a geothermal heating and cooling system and a solar panel system basically powering your whole house.
All right. So what's more realistic here?
More like 20 to 30%, you know, reducing your energy bills by that. And to get there, you need to do around 4 or 5 energy-saving practices. The good news is that they're all easy and inexpensive.
Okay, so when we say 20%, what's that translate to in dollars?
About $440 in savings per year or $36 per month based on the average household energy spend of $2,200 per year. And that's according to the U.S. Department of Energy.
All right, so what are the things you should do here?
Okay, so I'm going to run you through a long list of things. So number one, caulk and seal air leaks everywhere there's any kind of penetration into your home. So that would mean your plumbing lines, your electricity wires, recessed lighting, windows, crawl spaces, attics. You can save up to $220 per year by doing that, according to the EPA. Second, get your HVAC serviced and have the contractor look at your ductwork for leaks. You can save up to $330 a year for duct sealing and tune-up, again, according to the Department of Energy. And number three, program your thermostat. Our research shows that people aren't doing it or they aren't doing it right to achieve the kind of energy savings they should be getting. You can save up to $180 a year per the EPA. Number four, replace all your light bulbs with LEDs or CFLs. We suggest LEDs, which have fewer issues than CFLs, namely there's no mercury. And although expensive, LEDs are coming down in price. We've even seen some for $10 a model. You can save $75 per year by replacing your 5 most frequently used bulbs with Energy Star rated models. Number 5, reduce the temperature on your water heater to 120 degrees if it isn't already. Taking that down from 140 to 120 could save 6 to 10% on your annual water heating costs, which account for 14 to about 18% of your utility bills. Also, if you have an older water heater, wrap it and the hot water pipes in insulating material to save on heat loss. There you're going to save between $18 and $39 a year.
Okay, so leave us with a few terms or concepts here that we should know, because that's the theme of the show this week, that can help us save money and some energy.
So how about desire?
Mm.
That's short for the less exciting sounding Database for State Incentives for Renewables and Efficiency. Rolls right off your tongue. Which is a one-stop shop for federal, state, local, and utility rebates searchable by state. Energy Star, the government group that has developed standards for efficiency in home products like appliances, has a discount and rebate finder, too. And we'll have links available for both of these at houselogic.com/radio.
I like the desire thing. Who knew Tennessee Williams wrote a streetcar named Database for State Incentives for Renewables and Efficiency? Thought it had a totally different meaning. Thanks, Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com. You can get more info about home energy efficiency practices at houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.